For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The University of Missouri will not remove a statue of Thomas Jefferson in the Francis Quadrangle, the Columbia Missourian reports. In a statement released today, UM System President Moon Choi says, quote, "After further discussion with other curators, the university decided not to remove the Jefferson statue. We learn from history. We contextualize historical figures with complex legacies. We don't remove history." The decision comes after a meeting with several members of MU's Legion of Black Collegians and university leaders. The university says in the statement that they hope to continue conversations instead of removing the statue. Sophomore Roman Leapart started the petition to remove the statue and says the university made its stance clear in the meeting.
I want them to stop having conversations and start doing actions into certain things, because the students are tired of conversations, and we see that tweeted over and over again, because we've been having conversations for a long, long, long time.
Leapart says he sees the statue's removal as an issue of sexual assault, given Jefferson's relationship with his slave Sally Hemings, who birthed six of his children. Owners of Rose Park plan to reopen with a capacity of 150 people beginning next Friday. The team will be formatting the park to comply with COVID-19 safety guidelines, like ushering guests to specific tables or providing markers to encourage social distancing. Staff will also be wearing masks and gloves at all times. This comes as the live music industry has seen very little activity due to the pandemic. Health officials in suburban Kansas City report a second coronavirus case stemming from Memorial Day parties in the Lake of the Ozarks. The individual reportedly visited the same bar as the Boone County resident, who also tested positive. Last month, videos on social media showed large crowds of people not adhering to social distancing in pools near the lake. Health officials urged those who attended to self-quarantine for 14 days. Columbia Parks and Recreation reopened the Albert Oakland Family Aquatic Center today at noon. This is the only outdoor city pool in Columbia that has reopened since the pandemic. Staff will be constantly monitoring social distancing guidelines and capacity requirements outlined by Health Order 2020-06. The pool will be open on Tuesdays through Sundays from 12 to 2 p.m., then again from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Mondays will be reserved for deep cleaning. As a result of the shorter hours, fees have been reduced to $250 for children and $350 for anyone older than 16. Pool and deck furniture will be removed, though visitors are encouraged to bring their own chairs. The Supreme Court of Missouri's Bicentennial Committee has created two online quizzes for all ages about the state constitution. The quizzes will be available on the Missouri 2021 website with two versions, one for students and one for adults. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.